America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Kara DeFalco.
I'm Ed Kalenge.
And of course, the big game, because we have to just watch what we say we think. But the big game
Super
is
game.
It's Super Game. The Super Game.
Big Bowl.
Yes, that one. And of course, it is the perfect excuse to gather the friends and family around and chow down.
Yes.
Right?
It's, eat.
Next to Thanksgiving, I think this is the most eating holiday we have.
And it's a holiday. See what you've done?
You've
taken this. It's a big game, and now it's a super game, and now it's a holiday.
Now it's
amazing.
A holiday. It is. Because it has that joyful spirit that holidays have of getting together and eating and doing something collectively with the people you love.
So that's Christmas. It's Hanukkah for football fans.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. Even if you're not, though, how many people say that they watch for the commercials?
Millions.
They watch for the halftime show.
Yes.
They watch because they're in a room with their friends and family, and that's what's on TV.
You watch Gaga. You watch commercials. You want to eat.
You want to eat.
All right.
So I have a couple of things, ideas for folks that they can serve at their party. Of course, all of these are available to them on my website, caradefalco.com. I came up with some kind of like sassy football names for these dishes.
Sassy football names.
Sassy football
names. All right,
names.
Let's hear some of them. All right.
Yeah, so the first one is called Punter's Potato Skins.
Aww.
Yeah. So, and it's really simple. And what I like to use for those is the baby mixed medley potatoes, because they come in the different colored potatoes.
Sure.
You know, so if you are, I think Atlanta's colors are red, right? So you could use
red and black.
So you could use the baby red potatoes. Pats are obviously red and blue, so you could use the blue potatoes. You know, so you can kind of have some fun with the food and tailor it to whatever you want, whatever you're a fan of, or just mix them up. But they're really easy. You just parboil them and then bake them in the oven with a little bit of cheese or with bacon. You can dip them with sour cream and chives.
Works for me.
Yeah, and they're great because the little baby ones don't take long to cook, so it's an easy thing for people to prep at home. And they're just, you can really just pop them in your mouth. They're a great little snack. It's a little better for you than an actual potato chip.
Sure.
You know, not fried. It's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting the actual nutrition out of the potato, too.
But it still feels scandalous.
But it still feels like
that. And that's
like
what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. All right. Absolutely. So the next one we did, I called it Third and Goal Grilled Cheese.
Okay.
And this one is kind of for a little more of an advanced palate, if you will. But
really?
But it's still a lot of fun. So it's take a baguette and slice it.
Okay.
You're going to toast those up so that, you know, gets nice and crispy for you. And then it is pancetta, which is Italian-style bacon.
Mm-hmm.
When it's sliced, it's small rounds. Fry that up. And then a little thin slice of pear and some gorgonzola cheese, or you could use goat cheese if gorgonzola is too powerful for you. So it has this great, and then you make a little sandwich out of all of that. So it has this great salty, sweet, cheesy, you know, it has that same effect that the grilled cheese does.
And you still get the tang of the bacon taste in there as well.
Yeah, sure. So you have a little bit of everything.
Very
but
nice.
Like I said, it's a little more of an advanced palate than, you know, throwing cheddar cheese on white bread or American cheese.
Any cheese.
Any cheese. Yeah, yeah.
Cheese is cheese.
So it's a little more fun. You just put little toothpicks in them. And same thing, because you're using a baguette. It's this tiny thing, so it's only a handful of bites.
Right.
So you're not eating this whole big heavy thing.
It's not immense. Right.
No. It's all meant to be picky food. The last one that we did for dessert, I called Enzone Zabaglione.
Ooh.
So Zabaglione is an Italian egg custard, but still really easy to make. You put the eggs in a double boiler, so a bowl sitting on top of a little bit of simmering water, and you just pretty much keep mixing them until they become like a custard, and it's sugar and a little bit of orange zest, and I put a little Grand Marnier in there, and it, you know, it makes a nice little, you put them in small dishes, let it set. And that's it.
And so you're good to go.
And you're good to go. And same thing. You put it in a little tiny dish, a little ramekin or something like that. You've got little individual pots that people can just take. You can make it like a little bar, put some whipped cream, some fresh berries, and let people go to town and kind of make their own dessert.
See, that's what's nice about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's user-friendly.
Yes.
You can make with it what you want.
Yes.
I
and
like
it's,
that.
It's almost all of it is stuff that can be prepared in advance, at least
Which
to
is
some degree. Yeah,
right.
That's the other thing. So, you know, you can do a lot of this on Saturday and just kind of set it up for yourself, you know, Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon before everybody arrives, and it's ready to roll. And then the other thing that we have out for people now, if you don't like the idea of serving little bites for people, if you want to actually serve a meal, is we're making what's called in my family pernil, or my husband's family rather, a pork shoulder, roast pork shoulder. It's a big piece of meat. It's a hearty piece of meat. You can shred it down. It'll feed a crowd. And the side dishes that go with it, so it's very typical Spanish fare, so South American fare. So, you know, you can make a big pot of rice, beans, and you could serve more American styles, and you could do some mashed potatoes or whatever if you wanted to do with it. But same thing, simple things that you can make in a large quantity that you can set out buffet style and let people make their own plate.
And that's the key, I think.
Yes.
You know, you go to a Super Bowl, oops, we said it, Super Bowl party. You want to be able to eat and make choices when you want, and you don't want to be kind of like strapped to a table. Oh, here comes course number three.
Right.
You need the finger foods.
Yeah.
That's all part of it. I would say Super Bowl Sunday is probably one of the most casual eating events of the year.
Yes.
It's like the 4th of July almost.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah,
you know?
Because you're really not eating at a table. Right. You're eating in the living room. You're sitting on the floor around the coffee table. You're sitting on the couch and in the recliner, whatever it's going to be. So it does need to be something that either, like we said, you can set up a face dial, everybody can make their plate and walk into the living room with it, or picky foods that you can have set out and kind of check that out. So we have everybody covered from either end for you this year. So again, just check out Kara's Cucina. It's on YouTube, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And you can find any of those recipes on the website, KaraDeFalco.com. And of course, we have step-by-step videos.
Yum, yum, yum. Yeah. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.